One of the qualities that can free one from the offensive mentality towards devotees is the quality of repentance. In Sanskrit, this word repentance is called as anutap. Tap represents some fire. Why this word anutap is used? When one feels very remorse or feels very guilty for having done something wrong, then naturally there are tears in the eyes and the heart feels very hot. But eventually one feels the softening of the heart. And such tears or such grief can bring one to saintliness. After one repents for one's fault and also commits that one will not repeat the same fault again and sticks to it, then one comes to the platform of saintliness. In Christianity, this kind of repentance is very much stretched. If you go to the churches, for example, they have the confession booth. Nowadays it has become a ritual now. Nowadays they have telephonic confessions. But the principle is a very nice principle which can be appreciated, that one confesses one's fault and one repents for it. And one admits one's fault without shying it away or circumventing it or denying it or justifying something in order to escape from the mistake. So especially the fault that is committed towards devotees. And this is very prominently seen in the Vaishnava circles when Gadadhar Pandit was taken by Mukunda to see Pundarika Vidyanidhi, and he committed a fault in understanding Pundarika Vidyanidhi's exalted position due to his affluent nature. Later on Gadadhar Pandit repented very severely. He felt, "I committed a big blunder by committing an offense at his lotus feet by thinking that he is a Vishayi or a materialist." And he thought, "Only if I take initiation from him, this mistake can be rectified." So Gadadhar Pandit became his disciple and also sincerely repented for it. Similarly, we also see the example of Brahma. Brahma repented so much after he stole the calves and cowherd boys that he thought that unless I take another life, another form like Haridas Thakur and serve the Lord in a humble attitude, my offenses cannot be rectified. And he did that by being born as Haridas Thakur. Jagai Madai also very sincerely repented for their faults they committed towards Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In the same manner, the unlimited offenses that we commit to so many Vaishnavas known, knowingly or unknowingly, they will not be vanished without our sincerely repenting for them. If somebody thinks that, you know, okay, nobody knows about it and nobody talks about it and I will also keep quiet and who cares and it is a little difficult for me to even remember it, then it will not go away. One should sincerely repent for it. So such anutap or repentance only can dissolve the offense committed to a Vaishnava. Actually, there are some offenses that don't go away so easily. Like if you read in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Nashta Prayesh Abhadresh Nityam Bhagavata Seveya. It doesn't say that all our abhadra or uncleanliness in our heart will be eradicated immediately. It says that only partly the anarthas are destroyed by reading Bhagavatam, it is said. Why? Because there are other anarthas which are on spiritual platform. Like sin is on the material platform and offenses on the spiritual platform. So they don't go away even after one clears up the anarthavritti stage. Then even one goes to the nishtha. And even beyond ruchi, these anarthas are there. Almost up to the stage of asakti or bhav, up to that point, these anarthas stick on to the heart. The offenses committed against the Vaishnavas and or the seventh offense, or even these 10 offenses against the holy name, they don't go away so easily. We commit them so freely, but they don't go so easily away. Very difficult to eradicate. That's why one should endeavor not to commit them, and if one commits them, then one should sincerely repent for having committed them, and there is no second alternative to remove them from the heart if one really wants to improve the quality of chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.